Yeah, I think it might be appropriate because, as I said, it's actually an affirmative requirement on the foundation to maintain an accurate list of its membership quite apart from the elections. And I think that both in terms of the two classes of membership, there's a need for management, particularly in relation to the staff members. The management needs to know who the staff is and how to get a hold of them, but in relation to the listeners as well, because the listeners are the people who carry the freight. So I wouldn't object to suggesting that the EU do it. And in relation to the cost savings, what we're saying is that as opposed to burdening the NES of it and paying a lot of money for the NES to do what should have been done already, we're saying the management needs to do it. And I want to point out the other issue with the membership is that people often take members in three or four different ways. I know some stations use PayPal, and then it doesn't get incorporated into the Allegiant software, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that there is a need for the management to kind of get that all under control in some way that the records are kept efficiently and clearly. Thank you.
Donald for the stack.
Donald, hello.
Hi.
Okay, Teresa, and Myla, and then Donald.
I agree with what was just said. I think the National Election Supervisor, when you read the report, you're going to see that she said, you need to get those lists ready for me. And they need to be ready for the NES so she doesn't have to be fighting with membership people or whoever is in charge of it. And I think that from one station to the next, there's maybe not consistency because we did not have a permanent general manager, and because when we did have a permanent general manager, he was very, very pressed for time resolving issues with our transmitter and automating things. That was not his highest priority. So I think that we suffered in the bylaws election, for example, that our list was not correct. And I remember specifically Hank Lamb, one of our programmers, saying, you know, what I see on the elections page, you say we have X number of members. Well, I know 20 people that are volunteer programmers that are not on there. Who's checking this? And at one point, the election supervisor said to him, well, you do it. And he said, well, I'm just a volunteer. I can't do it. So that should be resolved so the NES doesn't have to do that. I think that to have that consistency, the EG needs to take charge. Thank you.
Okay. Myla and then Donald.
Okay. There are 2 minutes remaining in the item.
Thank you.
I agree with what Michael Novick said, and I'll give my time to the next speaker, Donald Goldmacher, I believe.
Go ahead, Don.
Yes, if people bother to read the details of how this organization is supposed to function, the general managers at each station are responsible for keeping up-to-date membership lists of both staff and listener donors. When they fail to do that, the National Election Supervisor is left holding the bag and doesn't have the staff to then go in and actually look at how these numbers are being compiled or, more accurately, not being compiled. And, in fact, in 2019, when I was previously on this national board, I discovered that the general manager at New York Station, for a change, provided a membership number of well over 8,000, which was a jump of 20% from the previous numbers. When I asked the National Election Supervisor about this in that year of that election, she said, well, that's not my job. That's the job of the general manager to provide me with accurate lists. I then had to enlist the efforts of the executive director to direct the National Election Supervisor and the general manager to go over those numbers and find out where the discrepancy was. And, of course, there was. The general manager in New York Station had sent duplicate lists to National Election Supervisor. So, in fact, 8,300 people were not members of WBAI. It was 6,600. But that error was never corrected. So it is the responsibility ultimately of the executive director of this organization to oversee the general managers and that they properly perform their duties. And this is one of their goddamn duties.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion on the floor, and I'm imagining our time's up. Let's go ahead. And is there any opposition to this motion?
Yes.
Okay, let's vote.
Do you want me to
Chair,
read the motion
you...
again?
Yes, please.
I move that the executive director develop a plan for uniform membership policies and procedures for the five stations.
Okay. Myla, call the roll, please.
Theresa J. Allen?
I say yes.
Bert Cohen isn't with us, as far as I know.
Yes.
I'm sorry, was that Bert?
Yes.
Oh, Bert, welcome, and thank you for voting. Bert votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, how do you vote?
No. No.
Violetta Diamond, how do you vote?
I'm sorry, could you read the motion? This is about a uniform policy. I missed a word or two.
I move that the executive...
Could you read that one more time, please?
I move that the executive director develop a plan for uniform membership policy and procedures for the five stations.
I need to change my vote if that's at all possible. I misunderstood.
Let me move that the executive director develop a plan for uniform membership policy and procedures for the five stations.
Go ahead, Bert. Do you wish
no.
to change your...
No.
Do you wish to change it, Bert, or do you wish to vote yes?
He's voting no.
Right. Correct.
Okay. So let me just be clear. Okay, Teresa votes yes, Teresa Allen. Bert votes no. And Vanessa Dixon Briggs, do you still wish to vote no?
Yes, I wish to vote no.
All right. Violetta, how do you vote?
No.
Donald Goldmacher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Dee Dee Halleck, how do you vote? I don't believe Dee Dee is with us today. William Hairwagon, how do you vote?
No.
Avelia Jones, how do you vote?
Yes.
Avelia Jones votes yes. Mike Lewis, how do you vote?
Yes. I vote yes.
Mike Lewis votes yes. Mac McPherson, how do you vote?
I vote yes, of course.
Michael Novick, how do you vote?
A pass.
Michael Novick passes. Sean Rhodes, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Sean Rhodes abstains. Minerva Sanders, how do you vote?
No.
Minerva Sanders votes no. Aki Tanaka, have you joined the call? Okay, and I vote yes. And Carol Wolfley, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, give me a second here.
Go back to Michael.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michael Novick.
No.
Okay.
Why are you voting no when you were supportive?
Teresa votes yes. Bert votes no. Vanessa votes no. Violetta votes no. Vaughn votes yes. Edie is not here. William votes no. Adelia, yes. Mike Lewis, yes. Mac McPherson, yes. Michael Novick, no. Myla Reason, yes. Sean Rhodes. Was that an abstention, Sean? I'm sorry.
Abstained.
He abstained.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Abstained. Minerva, no. He's not with us. And Cheryl is a yes. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no. And 1 abstention.
Motion passed.
Yeah. Motion passed. Okay. Going on to the next item on the agenda, fundraising.
A point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Do we want to ask if anyone wants to accept fundraising, I mean, not fundraising, cost-cutting suggestions so they can lead that discussion next week or on our next meeting?
Michael Novick, I'd be willing to do that. If you can send me proposals or suggestions further.
Thank you. Thank you. So, Michael, would you like people to send you emails with proposed suggestions?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
I think I was.
Thank you. All right. Who's next? The next item. So we're talking about ways to fund the election. The stack is open.
Teresa for the stack.
So go ahead.
Donald for the stack.
Good.
I still think that we ought to, because everybody's interested in fair elections, I think that we ought to have a national day of fundraising and that we ought to have people speaking to, for example, somebody from Fair Fight, somebody from President Jimmy Carter's organization who oversees elections. I think it could be really, really interesting programming of people that were involved in elections. Maybe Amy Goodman could speak. We could have some patriotic songs, maybe even Roy Zimmerman, who does political satire. He might have some music that has to do with fair elections. Maybe interview Al Franken about his recount in his state. Perhaps Harvey Wasserman, who is really into election integrity. Maybe he could be interviewed. Anyway, I just think that it might be interesting to have some good interviews and people speaking about election integrity.
I'm wondering if... go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is this idea for this collection of interviews, is this being proposed as a fundraiser?
Yes. It could be an all-day fundraiser, or it could be part of a day, and it could be a nationwide thing.
Okay. Vanessa to the stack after the stack exhaustion.
And then Michael Novick.
Okay. Vanessa, are you wanting to go after it's exhausted? You want to be at the bottom of the stack?
No, not the bottom.
You just meant after me, Carol.
There you go.
Vanessa, why don't you go ahead and then Michael.
Wait. Carol, I said I wanted to be on the stack right after
I didn't
Teresa
hear it.
Did.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Listen
Don
up, girl.
And then Vanessa. Don yeah. And then Vanessa and then Michael.
Yeah, so a couple of things about this. It's a real opportunity for Pacifica to actually talk not just about elections, but about democracy and protecting democracy and what it entails. And the ideas of who could be part of that day, should range far and wide, both in terms of democracy protection, in terms of how costly it was to achieve the right to vote in the South during the Civil Rights Movement, playing some of our archives, for example, having election integrity people on there, but of course also having people on there now. We're fighting to protect the fragile nature of our country's democracy at this point, which is under grave threat. So it could really be an exceptional day if we talk about democracy and what it means and how to protect it and how it's been fought for over many decades in this country to achieve some reasonable facsimile thereof. And I would suggest that a subcommittee of this committee start brainstorming it. And yes, it should be a National Day of Fundraising, which we proposed a few weeks ago, because this is the single most effective way to raise a bunch of money on a particular theme. Thanks.
Thank you. Go ahead, Vanessa, and then Michael.
Okay, so I think it's a fabulous idea. I think as a fundraising idea, I think it's wonderful. The only problem is how on earth do we justify using money for an election when we can't pay our bills and are having a hard time making payroll? It's about priorities and existence, not having an election sort of slavishly to the bylaws, which we know can be delayed as it has been done multiple times in the past. Great idea, wrong timing in terms of what to, or wrong purpose in terms of what to use it for.
Michael, go ahead.
Donald for the stack.
And Minerva to the stack.
Minerva, Donald, Minerva, and then I'm going to put myself on. Okay, go ahead, Michael. Michael Novak.
I'm sorry, I was muted. I'm sorry. The proposal on the agenda is to have a fundraising event focused on the right-wing threat to democracy, and I think that's a very serious threat that's being carried out not only at the ballot box, but in the streets, as we've seen with the killings in Buffalo and elsewhere. And but I do think that the concern that Vanessa's raising is very serious. Here at KPFK, we basically have fund drives every other month for an entire month, and it's driving our audience away. And the consequence of that is that, you know, we owe money on our electricity providers, both for the building and the studios and for the tower, transmission tower. You know, in order to be able to even have this fund drive, we have to be able to, you know, pay our bills first. So that's my concern as well. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Donald and then Minerva.
Thank you. What I'm hearing here are lots of excuses of why we can't do stuff at Pacifica. What I'm also hearing is that violation of the bylaws in the past is justification to violate them again. The bylaws are very clear. We're supposed to hold elections, and this year is one of those election years. Just because we violated them in the past doesn't mean we should be violating them again. I'm sure that the Attorney General of California looks askance at how we continue to violate our own bylaws. And I will remind people on this committee that the Attorney General of California is investigating the Pacifica Foundation and has been since last July. So if you want to give them more ammunition to look negatively toward the foundation, well, you can always do that again. But I would suggest that for stations like KPFK, which are scrounging to make payroll, I'm sure we can find a reason to excuse you from having to raise money for elections. And it may come down to just the two stations that are capable of raising money, namely DC and Berkeley. KPFA will be the two stations that actually carry out this day of national fundraising. Certainly that doesn't violate the bylaws. Thank you.
Mac on the stack.
Vanessa to the stack, please.
And then okay. Teresa for the stack.
Okay, Mac.
Okay, this is
Vanessa, Teresa, and right now is Minerva.
Right. Thank you. I would just like to say that I think it is a great idea to talk about democracy, to talk about voting, but that we not just use this as an opportunity to raise funds for the elections. If there are stations that have a need to bring in additional funding, I think their audience would want to hear what's involved in keeping their station going and why there's a need for the funding. And I don't think this should be just two stations to take this on. I think that everybody should be engaged in this. And I think the listening audience is very, even though you're doing fundraisers every month or however you're doing them, you know, it's there's something about people understanding exactly what's going on in my with my station and what would it sound like if that station wasn't there. So, you know, can you give something to help my station stay afloat? But at the same time, maybe that station from whatever this fundraiser is doesn't contribute as much, or maybe once we come together with the real cost and we've cut down the expense, then everybody's going to benefit from it. But I think a day of democracy is not just about trying to raise money so we can have an election. Thank you.
Go ahead. Let's see. I have.
I think it was me.
Okay. Go ahead, Michael. Oh, Mac. Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. Two things can be true at the same time. It is true that we are strapped for cash, and we're not making our bills. It is also true that as a democratic organization with bylaws that everybody agreed to one point along the way, that we are to hold elections, and we can't hold them at no cost, however inflated the cost has become. And it's crazy if it's more than doubled in 3 years. That's just crazy. But we can do both things, and we can tell listeners, you know, this is democracy in action. You want to listen to democracy now? Listen to democracy in action. We're going to have an election. Here's what we're doing so you can vote. Can't do it for free. That's all I have.
Thank you.
2 minutes remaining.
Okay. I haven't spoken yet, so some other people have. I want to just say that, to me, it would be ironic to try and cover the issues about the encroachment on democracy that we're seeing from the right wing when we don't have elections. And to me, I would love to hear about what happened for you all on the East Coast when January 6th happened, and how do you see what's happening in terms of the growth of the right wing nationally, and I think it's very important to have that programming. And I know that people at KPFA do, you know, members contribute a lot of money. We contribute the most to the network, and at the same time, we're not wanting to have a situation where we don't have elections because three other stations are not able to contribute to the funding of elections. I think it's important for every station to contribute in a way that they're able to, and I think it's important for us to uphold and have real democracy and not, you know, some kind of manipulated democracy. And so I would love to hear, you know, how people in Washington, D.C. are holding with what's happening nationally with our democracy. And I'm going to call on Vanessa and then Teresa.
So I believe it is a mischaracterization to say that we don't have elections. Clearly we do. We just had one last year. Out of necessity for the survival of the network, decisions were made in the past in order to delay those elections. There's absolutely no evidence that there was any illegal act that took place. I do not have the details of what was done, what decisions were made by the PNB, by the LSBs, in order for those delays to occur.
so I think it's you know, unjustified. And another gross mischaracterization to say that there was any sort of illegal act that occurred because the network took this action in the past. There's no evidence of that.
Teresa?
I'm thinking that, for example, we might be able to find some people that would say, okay, if you donate money to the station, I will donate money for the elections, or vice versa. I'll donate money for the elections if you donate money, you know, or you could, if you donate money to, for the elections, I'll donate money to the I'll match it to the station of your choice. I just think that if we had had our head together in the last election, we could have had had an election for $60,000, and we could have already had this election paid for. I'm sorry they're so expensive, but we need to insist that our general managers and our executive director have updated lists. And for those of you people on the LSB that you evaluate your general manager, that's something that, I mean, the executive director should be insisting upon that. That's one of the duties of a general manager. So I'm looking forward to this, that we cut expenses, raise an amount of money, and have good elections. Thank you.
Go ahead, Michael. Bye, what did you say? Just a second.
We're at time for this item. 10 minutes remaining in the meeting. We have 2 5-minute items left.
Okay. Violetta, go ahead, and then we're going to close on this.
Okay. I just wanted to point out that WPFW had extended their drive, and the next one is going to be June 6th. So we will be running into, you know, asking, unless it was some other way suggested, it would impose on an existing drive. Just wanted to point that out.
Thank you. Thank you. We are gonna stop.
Can I make a quick comment?
Very fast, please.
Yeah, I just want to say that someone had mentioned that we would have to come up with $60,000 immediately, and actually, we wouldn't have to come up with that much all at once. So we could do it in increments. And I just wanted to put that out there. That's all.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go ahead on the last item on the agenda, which is the issue of the election. And so do we have a nomination for a chair? Michael Novick has been – go ahead, Vanessa.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If he is self-nominated, that echoes my nomination. I nominate Michael Novick.
Go ahead. Good, Michael. Thank you, Vanessa. Okay, Michael. And are there any other nominations? Go ahead, Teresa.
I nominate Carol Wolfley.
And I accept the nomination. Are there any other nominations for chair? Hearing none, I'm going to open it up for secretary. Are there any nominations for secretary?
Madam Chair, Myla, may I be recognized?
Go ahead, Myla.
I'd like to nominate Aki Tanaka for secretary.
Have you spoken with Mr. Tanaka? Has he accepted?
It's my understanding that he's going to serve.
Yes, okay. He has agreed.
Okay.
Okay.
Are there any other nominations for secretary?
Okay. And this is Minerva. Let me ask, did he send us something in writing or give us something to let us know that he's interested in this position?
I have a text from him. Do you want me to forward it to everybody?
Yes.
Basically,
I think
it just says, says that I said, may I nominate you as Secretary of Elections? And he said, sure.
Okay. We still need to have it in the record, so.
Okay. I will attempt to forward that, see how I can do that.
Yeah, but we may not want to include his phone number. So can you put it in an email?
Yeah, I will. I'll see if I can email him right now, but maybe he'll respond to an email, or I can just cut and paste his texts. Might not have the times, but I'll send that.
Yeah, we need to protect people's confidentiality of their phone numbers unless they agree to share them.
Okay, no problem.
This is Myla for the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Myla.
I'm hoping that someone can actually read the authorizing resolution to conduct the election.
Will you read it, please?
No, I don't have it in front of me, and I'm wondering if there's someone else.
I can read it. Go ahead.
Whereas the PNB Elections Committee needs to elect a chair, I think this one is only one nomination for secretary, be resolved that this committee's officer 2022 election shall be conducted via electronic mail, with Terry Goodman serving as chair, Ellis and Sarah Roos serving as secondary ballot recipient, and Taylor in the case that there is more than one nominee. Further resolved that all serving committee members are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions and ballots via email by one of the tellers on or before Wednesday, May 18, 2022, and the polls shall close on Saturday, May 21st, 2022, at 12 midnight Eastern Time. Sheriff's Office will serve preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on those results. If for some reason Terry Governor Sarah Roos is unable to conduct these elections, the Chair Pro Tem is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the Chair of Tellers is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline. Election times of any have to be resolved and the final results declared by the person presiding at the next meeting of the committee after the preliminary tally distribution. The time may be resolved using the open source draw straws application by David O. Goodrich, posted at the website named. The final results should be ratified by committee vote. To facilitate elections after the adoption of this motion, the committee secretary pro tem shall send to both tellers the roster of current committee members with email addresses, the names of the nominated candidates, and the offices to which they have been nominated, and the exact text of this motion as finally adopted. So I'll move that.
Thank you. Is there any opposition to this motion?
William has a question.
Go ahead, William.
Who is the other name besides Terry Goodman that would be running this?
It's Sarah Roos. That's Myla speaking.
Thank you.
R-O-O-S. I believe you can find her name in the authorizing resolution that was sent to all the committee members. And my apologies to you, Mr. Hairwagon, if I failed to include you in the email. I will definitely correct that.
Michael Lovins of the SAC with a, I don't know if it's a point of order, but it's a really technical amendment. It did not specify, but the reason that we're doing it this way is because all elections are STD.
Point of information, I'm having a very difficult time of hearing you, Michael.
I'm sorry.
Like, you would slow down and enunciate, sure. I would really appreciate.
I was just pointing out that the reason we're doing it this way is because all the elections that we conduct have to be IRV or SDV, and that's not mentioned in the motion, but that is in fact the case, that this will be an IRV election. People should indicate their preferences in order on the ballot that they receive.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's so relevant when there's only two candidates.
Yeah. Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Go ahead.
It's my understanding in the past what Mr. Goodman has done when he sent out the ballots is to provide a line for write-ins. And I don't know if that will be the practice this time, but it's my understanding that's standard operating procedure. If Terry's on the call now, I'm wondering if you can clarify.
It doesn't say anything about write-ins here, so I'm not I'm going back to the motion. We have 1 minute left, so I'm going back and asking: Is there any opposition to this motion?
Just point of information, Chair.
Go ahead.
There was a person's name that was read into the process. Rose, someone or another.
Sarah Ruth.
Sarah Ruth. Who is that?
May I, Madam Chair?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Myla.
Yeah. Sarah Ruth is a longtime member of KPFK in Los Angeles, and she is a statistician and a elections integrity wonk.
She's a member of the KPFK LSB?
No. She's just a member, longtime member, supporter of KPFK. And
so why would a person's name, we usually use an organization, a neutral organization, why would a person's name be read in to officiate over the election?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
Michael Novick, for the second on that question.
Go ahead. I think somebody
We are at time. I will entertain a motion to extend 10 minutes.
Move to extend 10 minutes.
Any opposition? Hearing none, approved. Go ahead.
I was going to say the motion is more or less a boilerplate from we've had a lot of previous elections at the KPFK local space board, and I think also at the PNB, where basically you have to name the tellers and you have to send the ballot back to both tellers. So it's not, this is consistent with a lot of those previous elections, I think, where the two tellers are named, and when you get the ballot, you get the email addresses of both of them. That way they can cross check each other's work.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Vanessa, and then I'm going to put myself on the stack.
What I am accustomed to at PFW is the name of an organization, Fair Vote. They do it for free, and they're not connected to any one, either side, anything within the network. It's completely, it's a third party, truly. So why would we not opt to use a third party rather than someone who's connected with a particular station?
Teresa, for the stack.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Teresa, and then Don, you had a point of information?
Yeah, a request
go
for
ahead,
information. How are we supposed to pay for this third party if you don't want to have elections in the first place?
Oh, I think she said it's
what?
Free. She said it's free,
yeah,
Don. It's online.
I'm sorry, it's online?
Yeah, it's a free
and
online.
You don't have to pay for it?
It's free.
It's free. Well, that's a concept. Free is good. Thanks.
They just collect all your data.
Oh, I see.
That's not how it has worked at CFW. It has not worked that way. So
it's not online?
We in years past, it has been done. This was pre-pandemic. It was done, pre-pandemic. So they would come to the station and conduct the election for free, because that's what they do. So I'm certainly willing to reach out. I'm uncomfortable with having someone's name that's affiliated with a particular station. I don't know this person, but that makes me uncomfortable in this environment. And better to have an organization not affiliated with anybody or anything.
Carol, for this stack, I'm going to go ahead, Myla.
Okay.
So at one of the ways that you ensure you have a fair election is to have codes. The National Finance Committee uses that format, and so do some of the stations. So when you vote, every person has their own code, and they put a 5-character code. It could be numbers, it could be letters, and they submit it to the teller, And then at the end, the teller sends back with, you know, that can be included in the minutes at the next meeting, a list that has all the codes and not the name, so it's anonymous, but it has the codes. So each person is able to check and see, is their name, is their code there? So when you're doing that, there isn't the same problem with, there isn't the same space for manipulation or error when you're having five character codes. And I was kind of disappointed to see that this proposal doesn't include codes.
Myla, through the stack.
Go ahead, Myla.
Even though this wasn't actually, that detail wasn't included in the authorizing resolution, that is precisely how Terry Goodman conducts the election. He will send out a notification if not enough ballots, if we have not yet reached quorum. He will, once he has received your ballot, he will email you to let you know that your ballot has been received. And is in his final report, he will do precisely what you just said, Carol. He will list how people voted according to the secret codes that they and they alone have knowledge about.
And thank you. Okay, thank you, Myla. Okay, so what I would like to do is to just verify that we have two names for nominees for chair, Michael Novick and myself, and we have one person nominated, as far as I know, for secretary, and I just want to verify, are there any other nominations for secretary? Okay, so hearing no other nominations for secretary, then we have a secretary.
By acclamation.
That's the only, by acclamation.
I move that we accept his name by acclamation.
Okay. Any opposition?
Hello, William for the stack.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I thought there was a provision for write-ins, so we don't really accept somebody this way.
Right. Yeah,
I do not understand. Okay, so there is opposition to. So, are you opposing it?
Yes. I am in opposition because there could be write-ins, and that might change everything.
Great. Okay.
Point of information?
Go ahead, Donald.
Where is the provision for write-ins for a committee election?
I don't see any anywhere.
Nor do I. Nothing in the bylaws that I'm aware of.
In fact, it's not an accepted voting procedure for Pacific at this time. Go ahead, Vanessa.
That's what we've been doing for years, but at this
time.
It doesn't mean it's legal.
Wait, go ahead, Vanessa. Vanessa.
Like what did you do?
Okay.
So, during this meeting, during the course of this meeting, someone specifically said there would be the opportunity for write-ins. And now I hear Mr. Harewagon saying it's precedent. There's certainly, again, no evidence that it's illegal, but it was referenced as part of the process during this meeting, during our discussion tonight.
Myla for the stack.
Go ahead, Myla.
Yes, at KPFK, we do have precedents for write-ins, and that's what we normally allow for. We allow for all committee members to receive ballots and for an opportunity to write in someone. That's how we've been doing it at KPFK, and I just assumed, and I should not have, but that it's just how we do it at KPFK.
So we have 2 minutes. I am happy to entertain whatever motion is on the floor or not on the floor.
Teresa for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. I had moved that we vote Aki as secretary by acclamation, but I would be happy to move at this point, and perhaps there's no objection, that we just leave, that we put Aki's name on the ballot and leave it open for anyone to put in a write-in.
Thank you.
And I'm assuming that up until the very point where they count the ballots, ballots can come in with names on it. Is that correct? Okay. Was it William Heerwagen that was saying that this is how it's done? So yeah. Are you saying that
there's
anybody
a deadline.
Can
do it? There's a deadline in the motion. Saturday, May 21st at 12 midnight Eastern Time. And then after they get all the ballots that come in by that time, they tally them.
Today
to quorum
is...
and extend it.
Okay, so time is almost up. I'd like us to vote on this motion. Does anybody have anything else? Just one last comment before we vote.
Are we talking about my motion? Which motion are we talking about?
We're voting on the authorizing. I understood that you withdrew your motion.
I wasn't aware that I could withdraw my motion, but I guess I suggested a substitute motion.
Okay, for the authorizing resolution. Go ahead.
So I'm authorizing that we allow a write-in, I guess, and as I understand it, up until the 21st.
Okay. Is your motion, Teresa, part of the authorizing resolution PNB Election Committee officer election? That part of that motion would include keeping Aki Tanaka's name on and including the authorizing resolution PNB Election Committee officer election motion?
Okay. I guess so. I do have another question, though. Are we saying that all of the ballots have to be in by the 21st?
Did you?
Yeah.
Could some? Yeah.
I'm... I think that we need to give... I'm sorry?
The motion is in the email with the agenda. Let's take a look at it.
Okay. Please help me find it because I think
it does say that, Saturday the 21st.
At midnight. I think we ought to give people at least 7 days to get the ballots in because I'm not even sure that Terry Goodman can get the ballots to me. Usually, you have to give them at least 2 days to get the ballot.
This is my love for the stack.
Time is up.
I have a motion on the floor to extend the election for 7 days, to give seven days for people to get from today.
May I speak to that motion?
Point of order.
Go ahead.
We have multiple motions on the floor. One motion has been made, and then another one is being made before we've voted on that or it's been disposed of in any way.
I understand.
May I speak to Teresa's motion, please?
Go ahead, Myla.
I worked this timeline out with both Terry Goodman and Sarah Roos. They have agreed on the motion. They will be available to immediately send the ballots out to all of the members of this committee. And they have agreed to both be willing on the following Sunday to compare notes and to come to an agreement about the outcome of the election. So this is the timeline preferred by our volunteer tellers.
By
May
whom?
I respond to that?
Okay, so what I would like to hear is from Teresa, what motion is on the floor that you are proposing?
I move that the timeline for the election give people 7 days from today to cast their votes. And that we include Aki's name on the ballot with an opportunity for people to put write-ins on. That's my motion.
May I speak?
Does it include the authorizing resolution PNB election committee officer election? Because we have not voted on that yet. You're amending something that hasn't been proposed.
I did move it when I read it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So I'm amending it because like somebody like Dee Dee Halleck is not even on the call.
I am on the call. Right now,
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were on the call.
Okay. So, Myla, you got it that Michael Novick made the proposal, right?
Right. And I'd like to speak to it.
Okay. Then, Teresa has proposed an amendment to that.
Right. And I want to speak to Teresa's amendment.
Okay.
If we accept Teresa's amendment, then we have to go back to Terry Goodman and Sarah Roos and find out whether they will be available to work with that different timeline. And I think that for the purpose of, I think that it's important to honor the timeline that has already been worked out by the tellers. Let's not mess around with it, get things complicated, then try to find out whether their schedules will permit the changes that are being suggested.
Yeah, William Hairwagon for the STAC.
Go ahead, William.
Thank you. I would move to divide that amendment so that we vote separately on whether we're going to make this a new date and whatever the other part was about sending the name. So we can vote against, for or against the date, but and for or against the submitting the names with the writing.
When you're saying submitting the names, I'm not sure what you're referring to.
There was a write-in. There's two candidates for, what is it, chair, one candidate for secretary. We're going to send those names in, and people can then add write-ins, but we'll still stick with the same dates. That's why I'm saying divide the.
Okay, so first we are going to vote on the amendment from Teresa. Go ahead and take the roll.
Needs to be two parts.
Yeah, it's an amendment, so we're going to vote first on the amendment. Go ahead.
And to be clear,
it is two parts, William, because the second part includes write-ins.
Now I'm confused. From what I understood William to say, first we would be amending the authorizing resolution to allow for write-ins. The second part would be the date. Am I correct, William?
Well, I will agree with that. I didn't come up
that's
with the
what he
of
said.
Write-in, but I would agree with that.
Oh, that's what I heard. I'm sorry.
Teresa for the stack.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Teresa.
I'm sorry, Myla. I just don't understand what the rush is. I mean, I've voted on many people on the PNB and things. I've never had a vote required within 3 days. And, like, if this goes out tonight, I just, you know, people are involved in a lot of things. I think it's better to give 7 days, and I don't know what the rush is. And I cannot imagine that Terry Goodman would have a problem with that.
Carol, for this deck, I just want to say that my concern is that this is going to create a lot of work for Myla, because now she has to go back to Terry and back to Sarah and check and see, and they may not be able to meet that timeline. That's what I heard Myla say. So
I think extending the time.
So I would like us to move to. Can we just take a vote? Because I think it's pretty clear that people have different opinions, but I'm not sure that we're going to come to a lot more evidence. Can we take a vote on the amendment to extend the time for a week? And give us the exact time it would end, Teresa, please.
I would say that I want to move that we give people 1 week from today to get their votes in.
You need to have an ending time because 1 week from today doesn't mean
okay.
anything.
Okay, so it is approximately 9 p.m. Eastern. So I would say, and today is May the 17th, so the ballot's in by Tuesday the 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Do you have that written down, Myla?
Tuesday the 24th, it's usually midnight Eastern, is that?
Exactly.
All right, so midnight
okay.
Eastern on the 24th of May.
Okay, go ahead. Let's take a vote, Myla.
Wait. No. There are other dates that go along with that. Let's put in all the dates in the resolution that correspond to this new timeline.
We are over time by 19 minutes.
I move that we add an additional 5 minutes to
I'm
clear
sorry,
it up.
There's no other date after the close of the polls named in the original motion, so no other date has to be changed.
Oh,
thank
good.
You.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. I didn't have it in front of me.
Okay, so what we're going to do right now is there any opposition to adding 5 minutes? Hearing none, motion is approved. Okay. All right. So
perhaps there is no opposition to this motion.
Is there any opposition to the motion to extend for a week?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Myla, take the roll, please.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Bert Cohen. I'll come back. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yeah.
Violetta Diamond.
Yes.
Donald Goldmacher.
Yes.
Aditi Halleck.
Abstain.
William Hairwagon.
No.
Azalea Jones.
Yes.
Mike Lewis.
Yes.
Mac McPherson.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Myla Reason votes yes. Don Rose.
No.
Minerva Sanders.
Yes.
Aki's not with us. Carol Wolfley, how do you vote?
Abstain.
And I'll come back to Bert Cohen. Are you voting? Not voting. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm sorry, let me try again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10 yes. 1, 2 no, and 2 abstentions. We have agreed to extend the date to the 24th at midnight.
It would actually be 11:59, not midnight, but just saying.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So now we're going to the second motion. Will you please read it, Myla?
I prefer someone else to read it.
Teresa?
Which motion are you referring to now?
The second motion.
I'm sorry, I don't. Are you talking about an amendment to the motion, or?
Well, I was talking about the amendment that did. William, did you have an amendment? Was there an amendment?
Vanessa, to the SAC chair.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
You're referring to the process, which includes the name. A person is named. I object to the naming of that person within the motion. I don't know what's necessary to strike that and have Fair Vote or another third-party organization, something to that effect, rather than a named person associated with the station.
Okay. So is that a motion or is that an objection?
That's a motion.
Okay. Will you write it up and send it to Myla?
Madam Chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that motion would actually nullify the motion we just passed, which would be having Terry Goodman and the second teller count the votes. The motion that I brought up was had to do with including the ability for people to put a write-in. It was an amendment to.
That's what I heard from Mr. Harewagon.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was confused when you referred to it as a motion. It was really an amendment to the original motion that had to do with the whole process of voting. So I'm.
That's
sorry.
What I thought was on the floor because he said he wanted to split it into two motions.
Five people.
Correct. It's William. That's what I've moved.
Okay, so William, you wanted to add wording about that it would include write-ins. Is that correct?
Yeah, I moved to divide, which is to separate it, so we have two separate votes. I didn't add any new wording.
Now we're going back to the original motion.
Oh, it's the part about writing somebody about writing in names. That's it. Writing in the names, I think.
My amendment was to address the fact that I called that we accept Aki as secretary by acclamation. So my amendment was to I don't know what that first motion was that was so long, but it had to do with the fact. I move that we include Aki's name on the ballot and an opportunity for write-ins. That's my amendment to that motion.
Okay, we're going to vote on that. Go ahead, let's vote.
Chair. Maybe there's not an objection.
Is there an objection?
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so... Does this motion that to which something is being amended include the name of a specific person associated with KPFK?
Yes, it does.
Okay. That's the part that I'm objecting to. And see, I had made a motion, and now a motion is being made on top of the motion I made. But I had made a motion to strike that name and to insert Fair Vote or another third-party organization.
Okay. And have you emailed that to Miley? Do you have that written down?
No, I do not.
Say it again, Vanessa, please.
Okay, so strike the name of the Roos person.
Would you please read your motion?
My motion only strikes the name, and instead of that name, inserts Fair Vote for another organization, third-party organization.
Okay. I object. Can we call a vote? Call for the vote.
Take a vote, please.
Teresa Allen?
I say no.
Bert Cohen? Vanessa, that was yours, so I assume you're voting yes.
Yes.
Violetta?
Yes.
Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Dee Dee Halleck?
Could you read the motion once more?
Vanessa, please.
It's the same motion. I don't have it in front of me. All I'm doing is typing a name and inserting a
Please, everybody, pay attention. We're way over time. It's to take the names out of the motion. It's to take the names and put in fair vote or something.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Fair vote against their third-party organization. That's it.
Okay, go ahead.
William Hairwagon.
Abstain.
Evalia Jones?
No.
Mike Lewis?
No.
Mac McPherson?
No.
Michael Novick?
Abstain.
I'm voting no. John Rhodes?
No.
Minerva Sanders?
I'm going to abstain.
Carol Wilson?
No.
Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 no's. 1, 2, 3 yes. And 1, 2, 3 abstentions.
All right, now we're going to vote
Madam Chair, unfortunately, I have to move to extend time for 5 minutes.
Thank you. We're going to vote on the final motion, on the basic motion.
The motion is amended.
As amended, thank you. Go ahead, Myla.
Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Bert Cohen. I'll come back. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Violetta Diamond, excuse me. Violetta, shall I come back?
I'm sorry. I got distracted.
Okay, I'll come back to you. Donald Goldmacher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Dee Dee Halleck, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Dee Dee abstains. William Hairwagon, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Evalia Jones, how do you vote?
Yes.
Evalia Jones votes yes. Mike Lewis, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mike Lewis votes yes. Mac McPherson, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mac McPherson votes yes. Michael Novick, how do you vote? I'll come back. I vote yes. John Rhodes, how do you vote?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Michael Novick abstained. I was muted.
Okay, I'll go back to Michael Novick abstained. Sean Rhodes voted yes. Minerva Sanders, how do you vote? I'll come back.
I'm sorry, yes.
Go ahead. Is that Minerva?
Yes, it is, and it's a yes.
Oh, thank you. Minerva Sanders votes yes. Circling back, I didn't hear from Bert Cohen. How do you vote? I'm not hearing Bert. Violetta Diamond, how do you vote?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Violetta Diamond votes yes. And Carol Wolfley, did I get your vote?
No, I voted yes. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Our chair votes yes. So let me count the votes. 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 yes votes, and 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions, and no one voted in opposition to this authorizing resolution for the election of officers for our committee.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Go ahead, Teresa.
I move that we adjourn.
Thank you. That's what I was hoping. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for your patience and working through this, all this complexity. And so I look forward to seeing you all or hearing you all on May 31st.